Women's health needs, and especially our hormonal needs, are finally receiving the attention we've deserved for years. And Hormone Harmony, a new sponsor of SelfWork, rates as one of the top five hormonal supplement companies out there. If you're a young woman struggling with that week before your period when moods can be all over the place, and I certainly don't miss that, or older when you're so glad menopause is here, but if you're like me, you sometimes stare at yourself in the mirror and ask, where did I go? Hormone Harmony has become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Basically, if you breathe in and out slowly twice, that's the amount of time it takes for one more woman to understand she can reach out for help, no matter what her age, through Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFWORK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFWORK for 15% off today. Hello and welcome to SELFWORK. This is a YGTG, or You Get the Gist. And today is my birthday, October the 21st, and I'm 67 years old today, or as I like to say to others, I've started on my 68th year today. Hopefully some of you listened to last week's celebration discussion with my audio engineer, John, and creative guru, Christine. We had a fun time doing it, and several of you have written that you enjoyed our little party on the podcast. I found something ironic, however. When I began blogging and I wondered if at 58, which is when I started, I was too old to do it, I comforted myself with thoughts of, well, Julia Child didn't become Julia Child until she was older. So I thought, okay, I can do this. When I began podcasting 5 years ago, and I was 61, almost 62, I thought, well, Betty White became Rose Nyland at 63, and Morgan Freeman, who's literally played God and pulled it off because of his age, wasn't famous until much later in life. So again, okay, I'm not out for fame. I simply want to get my message across. So why am I talking about this? Last week, after the three of us recorded our conversation, we were talking about the future of the program, not in any real serious way, but I said, gosh, 5 more years. I said I wasn't so sure I could pull that off, again, citing my age as an issue. Out of my dear friend John's mouth came these words, well, Colonel Sanders didn't start making chicken till he was in his 70s. Colonel Sanders. Now that was a blow. But I looked it up. Actually, he was 65 when he sold his first franchise of KFC, and he sold the entire thing in his 70s. So then I wanted to look up people who continued to do things that were important to them as they aged, for inspiration, for comfort, for support, for fun. There were a lot, but this lady's story takes the cake. Virginia Oliver, 101-year-old resident of Rockland, Maine, started trapping lobsters when she was 8 years old, right before the Great Depression hit, and she's been going ever since. She's been a trailblazer her entire life. When she started, few women were trapping lobsters, and now she's the oldest lobster fisher in the coastal northeastern state, best known for its lobsters, and most likely one of the oldest lobster fishers in the world. She tends to her traps with her 78-year-old son, Max, having learned about the business from her father, a lobster dealer. Lobsters, which used to be considered a cheap food, primarily eaten by working-class families, fetched 28 cents per pound when she started. Now they've become a delicacy. They fetch 15 times that. Perhaps most surprisingly, she isn't sick of eating lobster yet, and she enjoys a lobster dinner of her own roughly once a week. Of her decision to continue working, Oliver said, I've done it all my life, so I might as well keep doing it. Even after a scare where a crab snipped her finger, requiring 7 stitches, she never considered retirement. According to family friend Wayne Gray, the doctor admonished her, asking, why are you out there lobstering? And Oliver simply responded, because I want to. I like doing it. I like being along the water. And I'm going to keep on doing it just as long as I can. I love this story. I actually feel the same way. One more birthday means that I get to wake up and do what I love to do as long as I can. I actually love this poem. The title of it is Warning, and it's by Jenny Joseph. When I'm an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat which doesn't go and doesn't suit me. And I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals and say we've no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavement when I'm tired and gobble up samples in shops and press alarm bells and run my stick along the public railings and make up for the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain and pick flowers in other people's gardens and learn to spit. You can wear terrible shirts and grow more fat and eat 3 pounds of sausages at a go, or only bread and pickle for a week and hoard pens and pencils and beer mats and things in boxes. But now we must have clothes that keep us dry and pay our rent and not swear in the street and set a good example for the children. We must have friends to dinner and read the papers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so people who know me are not too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and start to wear purple. Perhaps my birthday present to myself should be a red hat. And I happen to love purple. Thank you all for being here. Take very good care. I'm Dr. Margaret. I'm 67 years old. And this has been Self-Work.